Lord God, I thank you. I thank you for this moment in the history of our nation. I thank you for this assembly of your kingdom. I thank you that we have gotten past the celebration of the coming of your beloved Son. And this morning, through your Spirit, I'm inviting us to draw attention to what now that you have come, and how are we to respond to your coming. It is in your beloved Son's name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Eighth Day Community. When I was listed as a guest, I had some mixed feelings about that because many of you all I know quite well, I think, and I work with from time to time. And then there are others who are really our visitors. So that balanced it out, and I felt comfortable in saying that I really am a visitor and I'm not a visitor. On behalf of Friends of Jesus Church, your sister church, bring you greetings. We thank you that you have been faithful in working with us, and we see you as friends, neighbors in this journey. The scripture you heard was the gospel part of the scriptures. But this morning, I want to talk a little bit about what I think and what I would like for you to be asking the Spirit to guide you in what you hear me say. I am an undone and much needed and painfully aware that I need God's guidance all the time. For sake of time, I would ask you to, sometime in the next few days, pick up your Bible and read the fullness of the 10th chapter of the Gospel of John. One of the scriptures in that 10th chapter is the one that talks about a man coming and wanting to ask, how do I get eternal life? And if you recall that he made the answers, and he answered correctly. Love your Lord your God with all your heart, mind, and spirit, and then love your neighbor. And I suppose he could have left it there, but he said, well, who is my neighbor? I think that's one of the things that I want to talk to you about, and let's ponder together that question. As we recall, there were two religious leaders. As Jesus told a story that walked past a guy who had been beaten. And then there were one came along who I will unnamed this morning, and he picked him up and carried him to a inn and provided for him. After having provided for him a day, he gave coins and told him to take care of him, and if that runs out, I'll be back through and I'll take care of him. Often, when I think about that particular passage, I think it, for me, cuts to the heart of what my trying to grow deeper in Christ is really all about. That particular situation is that this guy, in my imagination, woke up and he said, "Where am I? How did I get here?" And he was told that a person, and while in this story it's a Jew and a Samaritan, I would like for you to think of it as anybody that you have aught with, anybody that you're not sure of, but that you have some fears about being in relationship with. What happened in my imagination is when he woke up and the innkeeper told him who the person was, he said, "Wow, let me get out of here. I want no part of that." I don't know, and I want you to answer for yourself how he finally came to deal with that. The question is not really for me how he dealt with it, but the question is for me and for everybody in this room and all of us who are in the kingdom, how and at what price and what choices do we make in dealing with neighbors that we find difficult to deal with? I am reminded that she just told you that I have a call of reconciliation. More specifically for me, it's been racial reconciliation. I want to say categorically that I don't feel that racism is the unpardonable sin. Wow, for somebody who spent 18 years or more working on reconciliation, specifically racial. Why do I then spend my time on it? It's a specific call on my life to engage in and participate in, first of all, giving honor to God and loving him with all my might, and then loving my neighbor. I want to now say that having worked together in this community to try to bring about reconciliation, what I feel it requires may or may not be what some other person requires or thinks it is. Each of us falls short of what it is that is really needed. I am convinced that what I need to do in deepening my faith and my relationship with God, I need to be able to say no to my darker self. That self that is not the image of God. I would submit to you for your thinking and your praying about in the coming weeks if what I just said is true. It's easier, as I see it, or has been easier for me to say no to some other people about what they are telling me. But the most difficult thing for me is to say no to my own dark self. What I would offer to each of you is to ponder that question. If Eighth Day Church is going to love the Lord our God with all our hearts, and is going to love our neighbor likewise, I believe that we're going to have to give up the fear and the need to satisfy what I have described as darkened self. We need to give up that false self. In my limited time, I want to suggest that what we might need to do, or need to think about doing, is drawing closer to and being able to face our own messiness. And indeed, each one of us has some mess inside of us. That's that dark side that I referenced to. But in order to do that, we got to be willing, when the challenge comes, to grow closer to, first of all, God, and then to our neighbor, and to allow those fears and to grow and to get closer to and to ask God, who came here in human form, to teach us how to be loving. He set the example. What is it then that we are those two religious persons who walk away and left him there? It is our goal, I believe, to move those barriers. Now, you've heard what Harold believes and what Harold thinks. What I invite you to do, again, I plead with you, to talk to in the next few days. The God that we celebrated just a few days ago. And to really, in your celebration, ask him, her, what is it that I in my case, what is it that Harold is so fearful of and so unable to confront to make me the loving person that God is calling me to be? It's a big challenge. It is not for each of us the same thing. We all have been at one point in our life hurt by someone or something. One of the major challenges, I believe, is to, first of all, forgive ourselves for what it is that we have done to others. And sometimes, in asking forgiveness, it requires that you walk away and allow that person some time to get to a point where they can ask God what it is that they need to do. Now, this might be a real challenge, and it might mean that as you think about how you want to grow deeper, you might need to, as I said, spend some quality time in silence, alone with the God that we just celebrated on this past Christmas. It is my hope that if we can set the example as a church, the difficult road that we're on right now will seem less difficult. I believe that we're in a wall. The wall is against me, Harold, to deal with my false self. We've got an election coming up. We've got a whole lot of things that's going to come our way in the coming days. So, first of all, let me remind you again that the essence, as I see it, of the total scripture is to love God with all our hearts. To the extent that I've been able to do that, I feel that I am more like him than I was in 1996 when I walked in this door. Personally, I had some issues with white people. Real issues. Through the courses that I took and through everything else that I done, I was able to, with God's help, through God, move much further from that. So, for me personally, Race is not the biggest issue in my life. My biggest issue is growing closer to God. I need your help, and I know you're not perfect, and I know you're going to say some things that I'm not going to be particularly fond of. Trust that I'm going to say some things that you're not particularly fond of, and perhaps I've said some already this morning. But take it in on your shoulder. Don't take it deep. And let it stay there for a little while and just absorb it. If it has some real meaning for you and you want to move deeper into whatever it is or the few things that I said, then in one way or another, discuss it, pray about it, and decide to act on it. It is indeed my pleasure to have come and stood before you a few moments. My prayer is that you will ponder this question. If for any reason some of what I've said is confusing for you, it's confusing for me. I don't have the answers to much of what I said. I am on a journey to deepen my relationship with God and my relationship with my neighbor. I believe that my neighbor is any human being, any person that God, not me, puts in my life. I didn't ask for, in 1996, the Church of the Savior. I was just asked by a guy to come over here for one time, drop him off, and that was supposed to be it. And after 19 years, God has kept me on that journey. As I said earlier, I believe each one of us have made that commitment to God that we want to be and we want to deepen our relationship. Let us ask God to grant us the ability to listen to his voice in our coming to grips with those dark inner pieces that are a part of each of us. Lord God, I have, to the best of my own personal ability, shared where I am on this morning. I pray that you will, in the weeks, months ahead, answer my prayer of drawing closer to you and drawing closer to my neighbor. I pray that each person under the sound of my voice will hear not my voice, but your voice, calling them as an individual first to eliminate those darkened spaces in themselves, so that they can become the loving persons that you called them to. It is in your beloved Son's name I pray. Amen.